are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Beacon. I'm the host of Locked On Wolves. And today we're going to recap what we know so far in preseason play. The Timberwolves have played three games. We talked about the loss to the Phoenix Suns previously, and then they lost to the Golden State Warriors on Thursday night. And it wasn't a particularly exciting showing by the Timberwolves. They followed that up after a couple of off days with their only preseason game at the Target Center with a convincing win over Maccabi Haifa, the Israeli team that actually featured a few former NBA players, Norris Cole and former Timberwolf Brandon Rush, had a really nice game for Maccabi on Sunday evening at Target Center. So we're going to talk a little bit about each of those games and what those takeaways are, positives and negatives, and certainly more positives in the easy win on Sunday than against the Warriors last week. But there's going to be a few questions that we certainly don't have any questions answered when it comes to the rotation, really, with the in the way that Ryan Saunders has spread the minutes around with his roster thus far, and understandably so, given his trying to keep guys fresh and all that. So we'll talk a little bit through the rotation. And I guess both offensively and defensively, what the takeaways are so far in the preseason. That'll be the focus of today. And tomorrow, Tuesday night, the Wolves travel to Indianapolis to take on the Pacers in their second-to-last preseason game before a final road game in Milwaukee later this week, I think on Thursday. So there won't be any more home games, any games at Target Center, or even pseudo home games in the past the Wolves have played in Fargo or Sioux City or Sioux Falls or wherever or Des Moines. I think Omaha they've even played in the preseason. But none of that this year, just a couple more true road games against some actual NBA Eastern Conference opponents. And so we're going to talk, I guess, do a brief preview of that as well. So first, I want to talk a little bit about the defensive issues that were evident against Golden State last Thursday. Less so in the win against Maccabi Haifa, which was a unique situation. They wouldn't have even given up 100 points if the game hadn't been such a big blowout. The Wolves played the entire fourth quarter with their Exhibit 10 guys, Lindell Wigginton and Jordan Murphy on the floor, and defense wasn't a priority for anybody. But we'll get to that in a moment. First, with the Warriors, the Wolves gave up a hideous 143 points in that game. Again, lots of obvious caveats that this is the preseason. There's plenty of things that went down that wouldn't go down in a regular season. Hopefully, regular season game. Hopefully, the Wolves gave up 32 points or more in every quarter, 35 points in each of the first two quarters, and 41 points in the third quarter. Steph Curry absolutely went off. Everybody's been talking about that for days now, even though it's the preseason. Curry had 40 points in this game in just 25 minutes. Shot the ball, got up 19 shots in 25 minutes and made 14 of them, and was on fire from deep doing Steph Curry things, looking more like Steph Curry from a couple of years ago. And dare I even say pre-Kevin Durant Steph Curry. Obviously, he was still great when Durant was there, but a bit more aggressive and willing to just pull the trigger at a moment's notice when he was double-teamed, regardless of where he was on the floor. Curry was ready to pull. And he made 6 of his 9 3-point attempts. He also managed 6 rebounds and 6 assists in 25 minutes, 2 steals and a block. Really, part of this is what could the Timberwolves do with Steph Curry? So that certainly plays into this. Clearly, Curry went into the game thinking, I'm going to get my shots up. I'm going to do what I do, and I'm going to show that I'm healthy and ready to go for the season. And so that's certainly part of it. And there's, again, obvious caveats related to preseason and the Timberwolves' plan of attack on defense. And nobody else really hurt the Timberwolves quite, to that level. Jordan Poole, the rookie, had 19 points in 21 minutes, 6 of 12 shooting. As a team, the Warriors shot a crazy 19 for 37, so over 51% from beyond the arc. Not ideal, but again, Warriors, Steph Curry, preseason. I don't know how much there really is to glean from that preseason game. The Timberwolves, for their part, on offense in that game against the Warriors, had a solid performance up until the fourth quarter when it was kind of a a weird grouping of guys that was on the court for most of that time period, but they had over 30 points a quarter themselves in the first three. Part of that was obviously the pace of the game and how fast things were going. And part of that was, you know, the Wolves did play decently on offense. Towns had a quiet game. He only had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists in 22 minutes. So he did tie with a couple other players for the second highest minutes total on the team. The Wolves kept their rotation relatively short for a preseason game with only 8 guys coming off the bench and playing. So 13 guys total playing, which, as we'll get here in a moment to the Maccabi Haifa game, a few more guys played in that game than did in this one. The Wolves on offense, again, better than the Phoenix game, slightly from beyond the arc. They did launch 49 threes, which the Warriors only shot 37. So they actually shot 12 more threes than the Warriors, and they just made 14 of them, which is almost 29%. So not great. Jarrett Culver, encouraging, was 4 of 8 from beyond the arc and looked extremely willing to, clearly was very willing to pull the trigger, shooting 8 threes in 26 minutes, launching 18 shots and only making 6 of them. But there were no turnovers. After turnovers were an issue for Culver against the Suns when he initiated the offense a bit more. In this one against the Warriors, 0 turnovers in 26 minutes, had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and looked more comfortable. Again, was definitely ready to pull the trigger, which after seeing you know, a lot of bricks from Josh Okogie from the perimeter as a rookie, and then a lot of hesitation from some of the other shooters. Jeff Teague last year, and Wolves fans remember Nemanja Bjelica being extremely hesitant to pull the trigger on open threes. There's been enough of those guys in recent years. So to have a Robert Covington and a Jarrett Culver, hopefully Jake Lehman, who did shoot 5 threes in 17 minutes, will keep shooting the ball. They've got a lot of guys now who are being encouraged to shoot threes and are excited to shoot threes. The question is going to be, and we'll get into this here in a moment, is how many threes are they actually going to make? They're certainly going to take a lot more than they have in recent years. But are the Wolves going to make these extra shots that they're shooting, or not extra shots, but those extra threes that they're taking that they hadn't been in past years? So overall, it's hard to take too much from the Warriors game outside of Steph Curry's really good. The Wolves do have a lot of work to do on defense. David Vanterpool, the new defensive coordinator, has his work cut out for him. But that's simply a case of Curry being Curry, and you wash your hands of it and move on. So we're going to get into the Maccabi game here in just a second, and then talk a little bit about what to look for in the last couple of preseason games. But first, wanted to remind you that Manscaped is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. All right, let's talk a little bit about the game on Sunday against Maccabi Haifa. The Timberwolves won the game 131-101. It was clearly never in doubt. They did outscore the opponents by 8 points in the first quarter, but used a huge second quarter where they won the quarter by a 34-14 margin and then essentially treaded water the rest of the game. But they did win every quarter by at least a point. The first quarter was solid. The way that the rotation worked in this game was the starters played virtually the entire first quarter in the case of Robert Covington, Andrew Wiggins, and Trevion Graham, who did receive his second straight start as the Wolves' fifth starter after Lehman started the opener against the Suns. Each of those three guys played the full 12 minutes in the first quarter. Jeff Teague played 10 minutes. Carl Anthony Towns was taken out with under a minute left to play in the first quarter. So for all intents and purposes, the starters played the full first quarter, and that was it for them. They played solidly, as mentioned. They won the quarter by 8 points. Trevion Graham had 14 points on 6 shots and looked really good as a two-way player, had a couple of strong defensive plays, and it wouldn't shock me, and I guess now maybe he is the odds-on favorite to start because he started 2 out of 3 preseason games, but his ability to be consistent on both ends of the floor, and also despite a rough year last year with injuries and shooting the ball when he was on the floor. 2 years ago with Charlotte, Trevion Graham was a very good three-point shooter, or at least a decent one. And so it wouldn't be a shock to see him crack the starting lineup and to see someone like Jake Lehman come off the bench and play a little bit of 3 and 4, depending on matchups. Towns only had 9 points for the second straight game, had 3 rebounds, shot 3-7 from the floor, and shot 4 threes, but only made 1 of them. So just not a whole lot to write home about there, but you know, not like we're expecting to see too much out of Towns in the preseason. Just really stay healthy and you know, show a little bit of life in the new offense. Covington had 6 points. Wiggins had 9 on 5 shots and made 2 of his 3 3-point attempts. Jeff Teague didn't attempt a single shot in 10 minutes, which I guess is fine since they played well, but that's something to keep an eye on to see if he gets his mojo back from, I guess, really every other year of his career besides last year, and if he's going to be more willing to shoot threes moving forward, or I guess shoot the ball at all. He did have 2 assists and 2 turnovers in his 10 minutes, so not a whole lot there to get excited about. The highs in this game were pretty much all related to the young guys and the rookies specifically. Jarrett Culver again played a team high in minutes, 24 minutes in this game. Jalen Noel played 22 minutes, so that was tied for second most on the team, or actually it was second most on the team. Both those guys played well and were aggressive. They took a combined 9 3-point shots. Culver made the only one between the two of them. The 3-point shooting, it's going to take a minute for Culver, I think, to get there. We just talked about he made 4 of 8 against Golden State. But, I don't think he's going to be a great 3-point shooter right off the bat. But he's not shy, and that's important. I mean, he has a relatively quick trigger. He's been able to get his shot off, and he's ready to pull the trigger as well. And that's important. Culver did spend some more time initiating the offense, not bringing the ball up the court as much. He was typically out there. I think he was always out there with a true point guard. For a little bit of the time, it was Tyrone Wallace, who's kind of a combo guard type player in what was a really long backcourt for the Wolves with Wallace and Culver. But Culver did initiate some offense. He had 4 assists, only 1 turnover in the 24 minutes, and looked really comfortable. He had at least 3 of his 5 made shots were drives to the rim. I think there was a 360 thrown in there on one of the drives, on the dribble. And then, a couple layups. It came much easier. Both him and Josh Okogie had some of these drives that seemed to be much easier than they should have been. And part of it was the opponent. Actually, that's probably most of it. So it'll be good to see if he's able to finish through contact. Culver had he's going to need to be able to finish through contact, and not only that, but get to the rim through a resistant defense that's expecting him to put the ball on the floor. Knowing that his outside shot, he's going to need to prove it as a pretty average at best 3-point shooter in college. Teams know that he's going to have to prove his ability to hit 3-point shots at the NBA level. So Culver's going to need to be able to show that he can get to the rim, and also knocked on a few threes here and there too. And clearly he's not shy, and that's really important. I think that was easily the brightest part of the game for the Wolves. Culver made all 5 of his shot attempts from inside the paint, or I guess all 4 of his shot attempts from inside the paint. Noel made all 3 of his shot attempts from inside the arc on 2-point attempts. And so both of those guys showed the ability to get to the rim and score when they got there. Neither got to the free throw line, but hopefully that comes with time. The Wolves as a team, in a rather encouraging twist, did make 14 of their 36 3-point attempts after shooting under 30% in each of their first 2 preseason games. They came in at about 39% in this game. There were still a few guys who didn't shoot the ball well. We mentioned Noel and Culver combined to shoot 1 of 9. Shabazz Napier was 0 for 3. Towns was 1 for 4, but there are a bunch of guys that made 2 or more threes. Covington, Wiggins, Trevion Graham all started and made 2 or more threes early in the game, or they all made exactly 2 threes. Jake Lehman also made 2 threes. So as a team, it was a solid effort from beyond the arc. And again, it's unclear how much of this is simply their 3-point attempts were a little bit more open because of the opponent. I think that that's probably most of it. And also, it's hard to expect the team to come out of the gate in the first 2 preseason games on fire. So it's going to take a minute for everybody to get into the flow of the offense and get familiar with each other, and shooting percentages are going to follow that as well. So overall, a strong performance from beyond the arc for the Wolves in this game, and certainly a positive to take away that they can take into the final couple of preseason games. We're going to talk here in a minute about a couple of the guys who saw the court in the fourth quarter that hadn't played yet this preseason, and what their status could look like moving forward with the team. And also just a really quick look at the week upcoming and what's next, and then what we'll have on tap for you here as well at Locked On Wolves. One of the benefits of a major blowout in preseason, no less, is that the Wolves were able to get a look at a few guys who are really anybody that's a borderline borderline roster addition for the season. The only player that was healthy that did not see the floor was two-way player Keelan Martin. Jordan Bell's still sitting with a calf strain, and apparently Kata Bates-Diop had back spasms is what the box score tells me. But everybody else saw the floor, and guys who hadn't played yet, the Exhibit 10 players, Lindell Wigginton and Jordan Murphy, both saw the floor. Murphy played the entire fourth quarter, and Wigginton played the final 10 minutes of the game. Just as a reminder, Exhibit 10 contracts, essentially what that is these guys are, they're guaranteed on top of a potential G League salary with the Iowa Wolves. They're guaranteed, I believe it's an extra $50,000, essentially a bonus on top of that, that is going to get them close to that six-figure mark in the G League. It's an incentive that the NBA added recently to keep talent in the G League and accessible for NBA teams instead of, Jordan Murphy could go overseas and probably make at least twice what he's going to be making this year in the G League. But previously, guys were getting paid $30,000-$40,000 maybe in the G League. And now, at least with this bonus and essentially preferred assignments to the G League, both Murphy and Wigginton are going to make decent enough money to put up with the travel and everything that G League players have to go through. So the Wolves are essentially marking them as preferred players on the Iowa Wolves. And in addition to them, two-way players, Jordan McLaughlin hasn't played much this preseason. Martin still didn't see the court. And then also Tyrone Wallace, who's fighting for a final roster spot with really all of the above to break camp with the team. Of course, the two-way players will surely start the season in Iowa. But Tyrone Wallace is essentially fighting for that last roster spot. And so he had the ability or had the chance to play some extended minutes in this game and played pretty well, showed some solid play on defense and also a couple of plays on offense, which was where he struggled with the Clippers last season. Wallace did shoot 2 of 5 and got to the free throw line a couple of times and made all 4 of his free throws and showed a decent first step in the ability to at least try and play through contact, which is at his length and with his athleticism, that's important to show that he's willing to get inside the paint. As for Murphy and Wigginton, weirdly enough, Murphy only had one rebound in his quarter of play, and it came like in the first minute or two while he was on the court. He did score 5 points. He hit a long three-pointer, which if you're a fan of the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers, you know that Murphy did not shoot college threes with much accuracy at all and barely ever attempted them. But he showed no hesitancy and shot one from probably about 27, 28 feet and drained it. He also had one nice spin move and score in the paint and missed a couple of putbacks. But overall, was active, and the Wolves were a +1 in the fourth quarter while he was on the floor. Wigginton is the other former Iowa State player, the other Exhibit 10 player for the Wolves. He was extremely aggressive. He played the final 10 minutes of the game, shot 4 of 5, mostly was making shots from inside the paint, missed his only three-point attempt, and also had 3 assists and a rebound in his 10 minutes. He's essentially a wing player that, there would have to be a lot of issues for him to actually appear on the roster for the Wolves this season. But he appears to be good G League depth and certainly have some upside going into the season. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. A couple of final notes from this game. The Wolves did play in this game. They played 12 guys off the bench. So a total of 17 players saw the floor. Everybody played at least 10 minutes, and only 2 players played 22 or more minutes, and that's Culver, who played 24, and Noel, who played 22. Everybody else was in that 10 to 17-minute range, with Lehman leading at 17 minutes, and then Jeff Teague and Wigginton each playing for 10 minutes apiece. So good job by Ryan Saunders and his staff to make sure that everybody saw the court. Everyone got to get warm and get a few minutes in, stretch those starters out a little bit in the first quarter and then give them the rest of the night off. Wolves have a bunch of preseason games really bunched together here over the past couple of weeks. And that includes Tuesday night in Indianapolis against the Pacers, and then Thursday night in Milwaukee against the Bucks. A couple of Eastern Conference playoff teams that the Wolves are going to face off against. No idea on if everybody's going to play in each of these games. I would think that they would, but similar to the other night, not much more than a quarter. Maybe in Milwaukee, you give everybody a little bit more run. But then it's 6 days off until the first actual regular season game, the opener in Brooklyn on the 23rd. So we'll see how Saunders and his staff plays it. Obviously, you don't want to use up a ton of minutes on these guys so early on, before the real games actually start. But to this point, the staff's done a really great job of splitting these minutes up and keeping guys fresh. So we can expect to see more of that here in the next week or so. That's going to do it for this edition of the Locked On Wolves podcast. Thank you for listening once again. Locked On Wolves is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Remember, the Locked On Network is your local experts on the biggest stories. We'll be back later this week recapping some of these preseason games and also some roster predictions as we start to see a little bit more from each of these players that's on the bubble. And we will be talking quite a bit about preseason predictions as well, as we're now just over a week away from the regular season opener in Brooklyn. Once again, I'm Ben Beacon. This is the Locked On Wolves podcast, and we'll catch you next time.